Over the weekend, harvest continued at a very fast pace. I'm Keith Weinberg with your farm news update. Greg Hansen is with Hansen Agri Commodities based out of Walnut Grove, Minnesota. He's seeing the same thing. The soybean harvest is almost wrapped up.
Yeah, bean harvest is moving surprisingly quick, even with the good yield. We're well over half done. I would say by Saturday night, there won't be a whole lot of beans left. The bulk of them will be out, and then guys will try to turn and get into this corn. And I say bean yields, some areas are surprisingly good. I am starting to hear some yields come down a little. If you'd asked me Monday, I'd have said it was ranging anywhere from 60 to 75 in my backyard.
With that in mind then, Greg, what's your thoughts now as you look over those yields?
As we get into some of the later beans are getting drier, and it seems like maybe some of these bean fields where, you know, everyone had rain in August, but if you caught a very heavy rain at once, that might have stressed the beans just enough to where maybe those fields aren't quite as good as some of the other ones. I'm starting to hear some numbers in the 40s and 50s, whether it's disease or maybe too much water, but it does feel like we're averaging in this area well into the 60s, but it does feel like maybe it's slipping as we get to the tail end.
With the latest information from the USDA, Brad Rippey, USDA's meteorologist, said soybean harvest has been moving along at a fairly good pace as well.
We see that little bit of a mix between the above normal progress for harvest in the southeastern part of the Corn Belt compared with some delays in the far north and west. On the slow side, Minnesota actually having a pretty good week for harvest. They jumped from 3 to 22% harvested, but that is still behind the five-year average of 29%. On the flip side, we see numbers that are well ahead of average and greater than 20% harvested in states like Indiana, Illinois, and Ohio at 21% harvested.
With your farm news updates, I'm Keith Weinberg.